central bank digital currency is becoming more common all the time. Russia now doing it. Russia's President Vladimir Putin signing the digital ruble bill into law, allowing the central bank to issue its own digital currency. Took effect August 1. Yael Osowski is the Deputy Director of Consumer Choice Center. He joins me now. Yael, good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Greatly appreciated. So, what does this mean? What does this mean? I mean, the ruble's never been considered a very valuable currency, not in my lifetime. But what is the practical application and impact of this happening on global currencies, on our own? I mean, the Fed would like to do this for us. We would like to politely decline, but they'd like to do it for us too. But tell me what it means.
So what it means is that Russia is now the fourth country in the world that's launching a pilot project around a central bank digital currency. That means instead of your money just being printed up by the mint and held in private banks, it's going to be controlled by the central bank. And that's what they're doing in Russia, and it'll all be digital ledger. All of this comes about because we had all these great innovations with Bitcoin and all the crypto offspring. Governments saw that technology and said, hey, why don't we make that work for us? We can try and track and trace to see what people are buying. We can have more control over the financial system. So we can have these central bank digital currencies. And what that means now is that you have this digital ruble program. It's a pilot project that's now been launched in Russia. If you're a Russian citizen, you can gain access to this. But then the Russian government can gain access to all of your daily spending habits. And if things are undesirable, they can turn that off. And I think that is really what is concerning about this, because as you mentioned, they're thinking about it here in the United States. They're thinking about it in other countries. And it's not good for your personal freedom and definitely not for your financial privacy.
No, it's not. And, you know, and every time this comes up, Yael, all I reflect on is what happened in Greece during the debt crisis in Greece here not that many years ago. And the government came in and seized bank accounts of people. Some people that had too much money, quote unquote, lost half of their savings to pay off the government's debt. People don't realize what happened in Greece during that debt crisis. And people, well, that could never happen in America. People that say that should really wake up. Of course it can happen in America. It can happen to any country where the government has that kind of control. Wouldn't you agree?
I mean, absolutely. And it's, you know, we just look at another example from Greece. You know, they would make it so that you had a max amount you could take out of the ATM. You know, if you think that's going to improve under some kind of central bank digital currency system, you're absolutely wrong. And we don't even have to look far. Just, you know, I'm Canadian. Look across the border. We have this freedom convoy, people donating money. If we had a central bank digital currency system, there would be a means for the government to actually make sure that none of that money got there. They'd be able to cut it off. You know, if you've got too much spending on fuel, on gasoline, on things that the government might not like, there would be measures in place to make it so that you couldn't spend your own money. This is something that, you know, as Americans, we're very proud. We have the world's reserve currency, fairly powerful. Everybody wants to get their hands on those paper bills. But once we have a digital currency system like this that's controlled by the central bank, you know, you have all the worst incentives in the world.
Of course,
and unfortunately, I think this would go to take away a lot of people's freedoms.
But the gullible crowd is going to be sold. You know, it's for the children, Yael. It's for grandma so they can't steal her Social Security check or take her ATM card. This is for, you know, we'll get rid of crime. There won't be drug dealers on your corner because we're going to get rid of cash. And all of these things are going to be used to sell this idea of a central bank digital currency, aren't they?
Rockstar Energy Punched, bringing a bold and unapologetic flavor packed with energy through a blend of B vitamins, guarana extract, and 240 milligrams of caffeine to fuel what's next. Rockstar Energy Drink.
Yeah, and you're definitely right on the cash part. We've seen this growingly in many different countries, specifically in the U.S. now. It's very hard sometimes to find a place that is cash only. You know, they're really pushing everybody to use the card. You have a lot more financial surveillance, and there's a lot more of the KYC, know your customer rules in place with a lot of this, so that, again, you're not going to be able to spend your dollars where you want to. You might work for it, you might pay taxes, but they're not going to let you spend it how you want.
Well, that's right, and it becomes much more serious than that. As this push to to bow to the Green New Deal cultists, and they are cult members, really. Mr. Gruber, I'm sorry, you've gone to the grocery store twice this week. Well, yeah, but I'm out of milk. You should have thought of that. You don't get to use your vehicle to go there. You don't get to buy a steak. Well, why not? Because you've already had meat once this week. You can't have meat twice in a week. You'll destroy the planet. This is the kind of level of control that can happen with a digital currency because the government sees everything you're doing. We've already seen this from credit card companies that won't allow their cards to be used to buy guns or ammunition. We'll just keep continuing down the liberal list of do's and don'ts, and you'll find there'll be a whole bunch of other things added to that list in the future. What do you see?
ShopRite's number one reason to use Order Pickup Deliver? Shopping the same in-store prices online. Or exclusive online promotions. That we accept EBT payments? Hard to pick just one. ShopRite's Order Pickup Deliver. Your favorites fresh and fast.
Yeah, I see. We definitely see that. I mean, if we look at the other countries that have implemented this, we have Nigeria, we've got the Bahamas, we've got Jamaica. You don't really see too much citizen adoption. You know, it's not forced down everyone's throats just yet. They've opened up the rails so that people can use it, but they don't want to because people want to be able to send money, receive money, and not doing it with the government just looking over their backs. It's true. We've got all kinds of measures where governments can see what you're buying if they get a warrant and they go through this entire process, but it should be difficult. We should have friction. And I think what's the worst part of all of this is that we have great financial innovation with something like Bitcoin that is an alternative to a sort of fiat currency system. And maybe you're very skeptical about Bitcoin, but you know, it's not controlled by any one person and it's certainly not controlled by the government. I'd rather put all my eggs in that basket than to have a central bank digital currency. Because as you mentioned, whether it be going to the grocery store, tanking up your car way too often, buying firearms, you know, things that people might not like in the government, there would be ways to limit it. And I think we can push back against that. There's already a lot of great efforts at the state level, at the federal level, and actually banks themselves who might get cut out of this deal. They're not too big fans of this either.
Right. But all of this is conditioning. Right. You take your card to the grocery store, or your phone, you wave it in front of the little machine. Ding, you're good to go. Ding, you're good. So all this cashless mentality. And when you get out cash, you know, you see the high school, the pimple-nosed kid behind the cash register roll his eyes. Oh, gosh, I actually have to touch cash. You know, so it's conditioning. Not necessarily for you and I, Yael, but for younger people for sure. Oh, digital currency, it's so much easier and it's better and it gets rid of crime and it's good for everybody. And so on and so forth. It's a sales pitch and it's a conditioning effort. And we'll see how it works in Russia and Nigeria and elsewhere. But it's about control and conditioning, I believe. I'll give you the last word here.
Yeah, I do see that. And we need to have, if we want a functioning society with personal liberties and financial freedom, we need to have anonymous sources of payment. That is cash in our society right now. Until people use broader Bitcoin privacy tools, that's what we have. And we should protect that ability to use it. And we should be skeptical of any kind of efforts to have a digital currency controlled by our central banks. This is not the way to protect personal freedom, your consumer choice, your financial privacy. We can push back against it. It's already being done at many levels. We've got great Congress people pushing against it. We have great state legislators doing the same. So I'm actually more hopeful. We're not going down the path of Russia just yet. I think we're still free here in the United States.
Yael Osowski, greatly appreciate you being here, the Deputy Director of the Consumer Choice Center. Sir, thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Really appreciate it. And marinate for a moment. This is the Steve Gruber Show.